We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions
is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends? We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
It's a little bit more. You're a strong boy now, huh? You get better, huh?
Hello, splendid viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. From Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Mass of Television airs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hopper 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. In Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. In Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. In the Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hopper 6. In Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, Asiasat 5 and Asiasat 3S. In North America, Galaxy 19. In Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 93 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Ong Vorong, channel 40 on CSAT. In Douala, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bue, channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, channel 23 on SIAT Kumba. In Bafou, channel 01 on Basatcom Bafou. In Bafoussam, channel 30 on Blendlsat. And in Adeya, channel 37 on Ite Blessimong Acerna.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, channel 37 on TV Costa Veja. In Chile, in Santiago, channel 33 on Puente Alto TV and channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, channel 2 on Retiro TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá, Sucre, channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachata, Cundinamarca, channel 33 on Huachata TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor and Aledaños, channel 44 on Villa Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco and Arborizadora, channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, channel 41 on Telelunidos. In Kennedy, channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativá, 10 Barrios, channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolívar, channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre Sucre, channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna del San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, SAA. In Buriscal, Mora, and Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. And in Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiaole Cable TV, and GlobalView Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Potsu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Khmer Cable TV. In Subakhtar, Saleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. In Channel 44 on Shla Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzar and Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Khimor Cable TV. In Khotor, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunarin. In Undakhan City in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampur Company. And in Sanshan City in Darnangob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcasts, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, a Fiji charity supports 12 years of schooling for children in need. In medical news, United States engineers are developing more sensitive wheelchairs. In education news, Great Britain's second state-funded Hindu school will offer vegetarian food and meditation. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, February 17th, is the Independence Day of Kosovo, observing its sovereignty declared in 2008. Situated between Serbia and Macedonia in southeastern Europe, Kosovo has a wide variety of plant life, 12 species of which are only found in the country. In addition, over 200 types of birds live or migrate in Kosovo. In Pristina, the capital, prehistoric remnants have been discovered, including the goddess on the throne. It is a 6,000-year-old figure that has become a symbol of Kosovo. Among the prominent individuals from Kosovo are distinguished painter Mr. Muslim Maliki, esteemed writer Mr. Ekrem Basha, and award-winning composer Akil Mark Kosi. May the peace-loving people of Kosovo have a memorable Independence Day.
Flying news, Afghanistan and Pakistan disrupted by rain and snow. As of Monday, February the 14th, at least 25 people had lost their lives and 3,000 homes were damaged following 2 weeks of flash floods and heavy snows. The Provincial Department of the Afghan Red Crescent Society, or ARCS, in the northeastern province of Badakhshan said 5 people had succumbed to mudslides and snowstorms there, while Afghanistan National Disasters Management Authority, or ANDMA, reported 20 lives lost and 53 injuries in the provinces of Parwan, Wardak, Dikundi, and Herat. Four of the fatalities occurred in the hard-hit Shindan district of southern Herat, where dozens of people were injured and nearly 2,600 families were affected. According to the ANDMA, most of the disaster victims have received humanitarian aid from various national and international organizations, including the UN World Food Programme.
Meanwhile, in neighboring Pakistan, days of stormy weather through Tuesday, February 15th, brought torrential rains, thunderstorms, and hailstorms to the capital Islamabad and many parts of the country, claiming at least 12 lives, with dozens of others injured. Northern hilly areas, including the resort towns of Murri and Nathiagali, as well as other mountainous regions, received large amounts of snowfall. Traffic was disrupted and numerous accidents occurred, with officials closing the National Highway and the Indus Highway in central Sindh province due to heavy fog. Pakistan's Meteorological Office also advised residents to remain careful due to the risk of landslides caused by prolonged rainfall along major roads in areas such as Murri.
Expressing her condolences and prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai requested that our association members please check with the local governments or organizations in both countries to see if more assistance is needed, saying that emergency funds are available.
We are thankful for the assistance of the Afghan and Pakistani officials and all humanitarian and other personnel, as we also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her heartfelt concern. Our sympathies for the loss of loved ones as we pray for the protection of the storm-stricken people and strive for more caring stewardship of the planet to minimize disturbing weather events such as these.
Tunisian refugees grateful for Italian hospitality and acceptance. Over 5,000 Tunisian asylum seekers have made the 30-hour boat trip to the nearest foreign shore of Italy's Lampedusa island since mid-January, where they have been welcomed by the local population of 6,000 people and are now awaiting transfer to processing centers.
The refugees, who are seeking peace and better opportunities in life, have expressed their gratitude for the hospitality and kindness of the island's people. Lampedusa Mayor Bernardino Rubes confirmed that the arriving Tunisians were very respectful and were creating no security emergency. Meanwhile, the representatives of the European Union have announced a donation of 17 million euros in immediate aid to help Tunisia in its transition to democracy and have offered funds to support the Italian government in assisting the refugees.
We join in thankfulness, Italian citizens, Italy, and European Union, for your warm reception and generous help to the Tunisian people. Our prayers for their peace and security as they strive for democratic ideals and to contribute to their communities both at home and abroad.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Make no mistake about it, we're not just doing this for our kids today. We're doing this for our grandchildren. and for their children.
U.S. First Lady says the president quit smoking for his daughters, inspired by world leaders' interest in her well-known White House vegetable garden. First Lady Michelle Obama announced that she intends to bring her Let's Move anti-childhood obesity campaign wherever she travels. The First Lady also shared her pride at being able to say that our husband, U.S. President Barack Obama, has been smoke-free for about a year now. She went on to say that a big motivation for his quitting the harmful habit was to set a good example and be able to honestly say no to questions about smoking from his two daughters, Sasha and Malia. Our respectful congratulations, Your Excellency, for your winning achievement to be smoke-free, and hats off, First Lady Obama, for your successful endeavors to promote the well-being of children. May governments worldwide be motivated toward policies that similarly encourage vibrant health for all citizens.
Smoking bans save lives.
Quitting smoking and restricting alcohol consumption, along with more exercise and higher fruit and vegetable intake, reduces the risk of strokes by more than half.
United Kingdom's ban on smoking in public places reduces passive smoke effects, which are linked to loss of life for more than 11,000 people every year. In the U.S., the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration said that sales of tobacco to underage youth have reached all-time lows in all 50 states. The number of young smokers aged 18 to 29 has fallen by 30% in Victoria, Australia, thanks to smoking bans in pubs and clubs. Smoking rates in Japan have been declining since 1996, reaching an all-time low this year. Smoking bans mean decreases in acute coronary syndrome.
A study in Mississippi, USA, found that heart attacks were reduced by 27% 3 years after indoor smoking was banned, with similar bans in 11 other worldwide locations also showing a reduction in both heart attacks and heart disease.
Rome, Italy experienced an 11.2% decrease in acute coronary events in the first year after a smoking ban in public places went into effect. Israeli researchers report that for people who are able to stop smoking, the increased risk of sudden cardiac death seems to disappear immediately. The National Sanitary Institute in France announced a significant decrease in heart attack rates following the country's smoking ban, with benefits also noted for decrease in secondhand smoke inhalation effects. New York, USA experienced an 8% decline in hospital admissions for acute myocardial infarction after a comprehensive smoking ban, which translates into healthcare savings of $56 million in 1 year. Smoking bans mean better health.
A U.S. medical study finds that quitting smoking has nearly immediate benefits, including lowered blood pressure and reduced heart attack risk within 24 hours.
Data from the National Population Health Survey shows those who smoke have higher rates of chronic conditions, such as bronchitis, asthma, and high blood pressure. Smokers and those exposed to secondhand smoke develop colon cancer about 7 years earlier than non-smokers. Smoking bans mean healthier children. Research from the Michigan State University in the USA and the David Hyde Asthma and Allergy Research Center in the UK show that the smoking habits of mothers during pregnancy increase asthma risks in some children. Children regularly exposed to secondhand smoke have more than triple the risk of lung cancer, as well as higher risks of other respiratory problems later in life. Smoking bans are good for business. In his annual report, UK Chief Medical Officer Liam Donaldson said a public smoking ban would save an estimated £2.7 billion. £680 million saved by having a healthier and more efficient workforce. £140 million saved through fewer sick days. £430 million saved from productivity loss from smoking on the job. £100 million saved from cleanup costs related to cigarette smoking. Plus more. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/harms-benefits-flyer.
We had those experiments halted long, long ago.
People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, or PETA, dedicated to stopping animal testing. Recently, the International Animal Protection Group, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, or PETA, held a fundraising event celebrating its achievements while announcing new goals in stopping the cruel and unnecessary practice of using animals for chemical toxicity testing and research.
Animals are exposed to toxic substances by being forced to inhale them. They have tubes stuck down their throats into their stomachs to force feed them, and corrosive or irritating substances are rubbed onto their abraded skin. Pregnant mothers are poisoned, and then their babies are cut up and examined. Of the tens of millions of animals used in experiments each year, the vast majority are used in this type of experiment. We're doing the research, we're testifying in front of government committees, we are presenting documentation on why animal testing isn't effective for protecting people, let alone the fact that it's incredibly cruel. The non-animal methods are much more sophisticated, and you can't manipulate the results as easily as you can with animal tests.
PETA's multi-approach campaigns have saved millions of animals' lives, with one recent victory seeing the rescue of 200 dogs and cats from a lifetime of painful lab testing. As a devoted animal advocate working to stop their mistreatment throughout the years, Supreme Master Ching Hai shed tears of gladness and gratitude upon hearing this, and had donated $15,000 to support the compassionate endeavor.
Just 6 days after we publicized our findings and filed a complaint with the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the laboratory announced that it was closing forever.
We enlisted the help of local animal shelters and rescue groups, and all of the dogs and cats were taken out, given good veterinary care, and then were placed in homes. If you think about what it's like to live in a laboratory where you have no stimulation, there's only fear and loneliness. And for some of these animals who then were taken out, it was like watching them come alive. Some had never felt grass, had never known affection. And yet, for most of these animals, within a short period of time, they knew what it was they'd missed, and they were loving it.
Knowing that you're out there supporting us always makes what we do a bit easier.
In recognition of Supreme Master Ching Hai's long-standing support of animal protection causes, PETA President Ms. Ingrid Newkirk invited her to attend the event being held in thanks of its supportive friends. Although unable to come due to her busy schedule, Supreme Master Ching Hai sent representatives on her behalf, as well as contributing $50,000 to further the cause of stopping animal testing.
I want to thank Supreme Master Ching Hai from the bottom of my heart. I think that she's one of the most wonderful, kind people because her message is one of compassion. And there is no greater virtue in life than being kind. So the fact that everyone who listens to her thinks twice about ever eating an animal, wearing an animal, or using an animal frivolously, and may indeed go out and rescue animals and teach others to rescue animals in their own personal lives, at the table, on their backs, in every way. It's a wonderful blessing to have Supreme Master's benevolence for animals. Thank you so much on behalf of everybody at PETA who works hard with the same message, compassion, compassion, compassion.
Our accolades and appreciation, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, for your ongoing efforts and triumphs in defending the innocent animals. We also join in thanking Supreme Master Ching Hai for her life-saving endeavors on behalf of our deserving co-inhabitants. Together, let us end cruelty to our fellow inhabitants for a kinder and happier world for all.
Nigerian man found innocent after 15 years. Mr. Efiong Elemi Edu was newly married and working at a plastic manufacturing firm in 1995 when he was detained one day along with 6 others who were charged in relation to the death of a fellow politician. During his 15 years of imprisonment, 4 of the others awaiting trial sadly passed away, As he and the remaining two were recently freed with all charges dropped, Mr. Elemi Edu recalled, "When the ruling was made for my release, I felt like cold water was poured on me. I give glory to God." We join in gratitude for Mr. Effiong Elemi Edu's cleared name and freedom, wishing you and your fellow countrymen loving reunions with family and friends, and many promising new chapters in life.
Save Our Planet. Historical reforestation created planetary cooling. Although most of the focus on climate change has centered on the warming effects of fossil fuels beginning with the fairly recent industrial era, new research highlights the start of global warming thousands of years ago when forests were cleared to create room for livestock and other agriculture. These changes are evident in the ice cores of Greenland and Antarctica, which show increases in carbon dioxide levels related to the burning and decay of cleared forests and meadowlands. For the study, researchers from Carnegie Institution's Department of Global Ecology in California, USA, and from the Max Planck Institute for Meteorology in Germany used a model of global land coverage beginning around 800 AD.
To determine how reforestation might affect atmospheric carbon dioxide levels, they focused on four times in history when human populations decreased due to either conflict or disease, with agricultural fields thus being abandoned. These periods of minimized human activity were found to create a cooling effect as the forests were naturally restored and resumed absorption of CO2 from the atmosphere. Lead author, Dr. Julia Pongratz, explained the modern implications of such reforestation on planetary cooling as she stated, "Today, about a quarter of the net primary production on the Earth's land surface is used by humans in some way, mostly through agriculture. Based on the knowledge we have gained from the past, we are now in a position to make land use decisions that will diminish our impact on climate and the carbon cycle."
Many thanks, Dr. Pongratz and colleagues, for your work in revealing the profoundly beneficial effects of reforestation in mitigating climate change. Let us do our utmost to minimize destructive tree losses by halting livestock raising and other unsustainable agricultural practices for the protection of our planet.
In a video message presented at a June 2009 conference with dignitaries in Mexico, Supreme Master Ching Hai addressed the importance of conserving the world's vital forests as well as a way that this could be done.
"We have to burn deforestation and we have to plant more trees, of course. Wherever there's erosion or empty land, we have to plant trees. Okay. Now, deforestation is also largely driven by meat production, with the United Nations estimating that deforestation accounts for approximately 20% of all greenhouse gas emissions. Nearly all deforestation itself is related to meat production. 80% of clear Amazon forest is designated as a cattle grazing area to prepare the animals for slaughter, and the remainder is planted as soy crops, used also largely for animal feed. So, to stop animal product is to protect our precious forest, the lung of our earth, and the crucial factor for our survival."
Thousands of Libyan people demonstrate in the country's second largest city of Benghazi and other municipalities across the country, seeking reforms that include a change in leadership and the right to free speech, along with other policy improvements, as the European Union offers support and requests that the Libyan government allow the protesters to peacefully convey their wishes for change.
Following the promise of an investigation by Bahrain's king, Sheikh Hamad bin Isa Al Khalifa, two policemen are detained in connection with the deaths of two protesters, and Interior Minister Sheikh Rashid bin Abdullah Al Khalifa apologizes to the families of those who lost their lives as well as any injured and the nation. Meanwhile, the funeral march held for one of the protesters is joined by thousands of Bahrainis calling for policy change that includes improved jobs and housing, new prime ministerial leadership, the release of political prisoners, and other democratic reforms.
Save Our Planet. as outlined by the Kyoto Protocol for developing countries to mitigate climate change, Pakistan is implementing 10 emission-reducing projects of the Clean Development Mechanism, with 145 more planned.
Save Our Planet, the Environment Agency of Abu Dhabi, United Arab Emirates, plants some 800,000 mangrove saplings along the coast of Saadiyat and Jubail Islands to reduce the effects of coastal development and restore natural habitats.
Save Our Planet, with average daily temperatures of minus 5 degrees Celsius in January, North Korea is experiencing its coldest winter on record, raising concerns of a delayed spring planting with potential food shortages and hunger.
Warning news. U.S. researchers evaluating alcohol consumption during pregnancy find that its harm to the unborn can range from slower overall growth to diminished brain size, with exposure to the harmful substance during later stages of fetal development having even more severe effects.
I'm Yu-Yu here with my Canadian goose friend, Fufu.
Hi there. We're two of the stars of Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller, The Noble Wilds.
And we're eating the delectable vegan way, foods without any animal products. Now here's a tip for your next vacation.
Consider starting to pack 1 week before leaving. It will enable you to put items in your suitcase as you think of them.
It's a relaxing way to get ready. Thanks for your attention, and thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet.
Now it's time for the worldwide weather.
Humanitarian news. A Fiji charity supports education for children in need. Within 1 year of being established, Fiji Kids Learning for Life is able to ensure that school fees are paid for 40 children in the rural Sigatoka Valley throughout their years in primary and high school. This was made possible through caring sponsorships from individuals in Australia and the United Kingdom, who donate approximately $28 per month over a period of 12 years. Speaking of the two girls they are helping, Miss Rochelle and Mr. Otto Matusek of Sydney, Australia said, "We want them to realize their potential and get good jobs." Fiji Kids was co-founded by Miss Julie Hoskison, who was raised in Fiji and wanted to make a lasting contribution to the lives of people of the South Pacific Island nation. Our heartfelt appreciation, Miss Julie Hoskison, Miss Rochelle, and Mr. Otto Matusek, and all compassionate donors. May the bright young people of Fiji be blessed with bountiful opportunities on a sustainable earth.
In medical news, United States engineers are developing increasingly sensitive wheelchairs. At the Florida A&M University, Florida State University College of Engineering, Dr. Emmanuel Collins and researchers are using a device called a laser line stripper to help electric wheelchairs classify various terrains. Dr. Collins is the director of Florida State's Center for Intelligent Systems Control and Robotics. Once a chain type of ground is detected, such as gravel, snow, or a steep ramp, the wheelchair would automatically adjust so as to move more safely and not slip, sink, or tip. Dr. Collins and his team are working with colleagues from the University of Pittsburgh's Human Engineering Research Laboratories in the U.S. He estimates the new technology may be available in approximately 5 years. Our sincere thankfulness, Dr. Emmanuel Collins, and all those participating in this caring endeavor. May this innovation bring enhanced security and freedom to many beautiful individuals. Coming up, vegetarian food and meditation are an integral part of an upcoming state-funded Hindu school in Great Britain. We'll take a few moments in silent prayer for peace. Please stay tuned. We'll be right back. More enriching news when we return on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, celebratory news for a joyful world. In education news, Great Britain's state-funded Hindu school will offer a multifaceted learning experience. The Krishna Avanti Primary School, presently located in North London, will open a second school in Leicester, East Midlands, in September 2011. It will have a vegetarian kitchen, using produce grown by the youngsters in gardens on its 5-acre property. Children of all faiths are eligible to attend the school, in which the national curriculum will be taught. In addition, virtues such as honesty, respect, confidence, self-discipline, and appreciation of the divine will be encouraged. In keeping with these high ideals, opportunities to take part in meditation, yoga, and the arts will be provided. Congratulations, Krishna Avanti Primary School, on your marvelous new school. We wish you all the best success in nurturing body, mind, and soul of bright and vibrant children of God.
Let's enjoy some humor with a joke told in Javanese, a language spoken on the island of Java in Indonesia, entitled Wedding Anniversary.
Ibu Morotua ngandarake ulang tahun anggone kromo sing wis cepak karo anak mantu wadone. Mengkene kandane. Ketoke kowe mungkin ora ngerti pirang taun suwene anggone aku kromo karo ramamu. Sadurunge mantu wadon kuwi nyauri, putune lanang sing umur 5 taun nyaut. Aku ngerti, 40 taun. Loh, kok kowe bisa ngerti? Pitakone simbahne putri. Aku kerep krungu simbah kaku ngomong karo simbah putri. Wis tak kuatke ngadepi kabeh iki sakjroning 40 taun.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
Hi, I am a vegan veterinarian that recently volunteered in Thailand at a wonderful elephant sanctuary. I have recently published an article and presented about the plight of the Asian elephant and why it is so important that tourists know about the threats and implications of elephant sustainability in Thailand. Dr. Erica Sullivan.
Esteemed Dr. Erica Sullivan, thank you very much for your dedicated work for our gentle herbivorous friends. We pray that the intelligent elephants are protected to evermore flourish in safety and happiness. May heaven's light shine on you and all the caring individuals around the globe who are taking actions to safeguard our innocent animal co-inhabitants.
Do you have a heartline today? We would be delighted to hear your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com. the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May your life be graced with an elevating spirit.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
During her visit to Tunisia, European Union Foreign Policy Chief Catherine Ashton announces a €258 million aid package to the country, while the Arab League Council states that it also plans to provide urgent economic assistance to both Egypt and Tunisia.
United Nations Ambassador Bùi Thế Giang announces that OLAC or Vietnam has reduced its poverty rate from more than 58% in 1993 to less than 10% in 2010 for a successful and early achievement of the 2015 United Nations Millennium Development Goals.
China's Ministry of Public Security affirms that more than 9,300 missing children have been rescued since April 2009 with the launch of a nationwide campaign that now includes a website where photos can be posted and identified.
To encourage school enrollment in Burkina Faso, especially for girls, the UN World Food Programme establishes a project that provides with 2 hot meals daily, with female students receiving 10 kilograms of dry food rations to take home each month.
Yale University in Connecticut, USA, agrees to return thousands of 15th century Incan artifacts to the Peruvian government so that they can be enjoyed by the public at the famed Machu Picchu archaeological site.
In Somalia, a new technology room in the Burao Youth Multipurpose Center, run by the Somali Youth Society and funded by the Japanese government through UNICEF, is allowing young people to connect with the rest of the world through computers and internet connections.
U.S.-based Georgia State University researchers find through an experiment with participating college students, chimpanzees, and capuchin monkeys that the primates, just like humans, understand the benefits of working together to maximize beneficial outcomes.
The United Nations Population Fund and a group of artists from the U.S. and Tanzania hold a 3-day workshop to produce a song that calls on the world to increase attention to maternal health as well as the rights of women and girls in the East African nation.
To further its goal of eliminating preventable blindness by 2020, the World Health Organization's Vision 2020 program launches in Dubai, United Arab Emirates, where early detection and treatment of visual impairments are provided at primary healthcare facilities.
9-year-old Joshua Williams is recognized with Barry University's Faith and Freedom Award in Florida, USA, for his charity Joshua's Heart Foundation, launched when he was 5 years old to feed the less fortunate, with food provided thus far for more than 7,000 people. Supreme Master Qinghai is offering $5,000 for Joshua's fund to provide more veg food for those in need.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.